The Osgood File. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. This is what the Napa earthquake sounded like when it struck on Sunday. And this is what it sounded like in a university laboratory 10 seconds before that.
Earthquake. Earthquake.
10 seconds isn't much, but in some cases, it could make all the difference. More after this from Charlie. When it comes to earthquake warnings, Mexico and Japan are far ahead of the U.S., with warning systems that can provide a heads-up 40 to 50 seconds before an earthquake hits. California has yet to build a system quite that good, but CBS's Carter Evans reports the new system at UC Berkeley did issue a warning 10 seconds before Napa started shaking.
Earthquake. Earthquake.
What can you do with 10 seconds?
So with 10 seconds, as individuals, you can move to a safe zone, you get under a sturdy table, you move away from hazards, things falling on you, stuff like that. If you're having surgery, you would like that eye surgeon to just pull the scalpel back.
Richard Allen is director of the Berkeley Seismological Lab. He says the system they've built monitors 300 seismographs across California, detecting preliminary vibrations that occur seconds before the actual earthquake. Since the big seismic wave travels at the speed of sound, the system, which issues warnings at the speed of light, can beat it. The farther you are from the epicenter, the more warning you get. But the alarm that went off Sunday wasn't broadcast, because to make a truly useful system, Berkeley has to have more sensors and the technology to send the alert to cell phones, all of which would cost about $80 million. Which Richard Allen says he doesn't have.
This is a real source of frustration for us. Nobody's getting this warning, and that's just because we don't have the necessary investment.
It seems strange to me that the state of California would have trouble finding $80 million to help people survive the next earthquake, especially considering the Guardians of the Galaxy just brought in $490 million for a film where the world is saved by a raccoon. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.